الشتان وإصلاحها تكشر ملتا مجينة تسمى الشيطر بين معصد في كشن البيت النبر وهكام عند أسود بيت إلى الإصلاح والأول تفسد الله هري كشنا هري كشنا 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 هري 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 رام هري رام رام رام. So today is the auspicious day of Advaita Acharya. Very auspicious day. Of course, we did not have deity of Advaita Acharya in the temple, but still we had some program. We had some Abhishek paste of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is a person who gives the real mercy, you know, or by whose you know, request Lord decided to appear. Yesterday we heard, lecture, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu. He gave some of the quotation that how Advaita Acharya, he forced or he obliged the Lord to appear. That's the way he offered, you know, tulsi leaves and water. Then Lord God, you know, Mahaprabhu or Krishna, he has no option, he had to come. So that is the way of the devotees, that by pure devotional service one can drag the attention of the Lord. That's what we should be doing. That is what actually, that sort of, you know, Shuddha Bhava. He says a Shuddha Bhava, not like Rabbi Jashmadana said like last time. It's not like anyone can go and call Krishna, please.
Lalu Panju.
Yeah, not Lalu Panju. Yeah. Shuddha Bhava, with his real mood. That's so that Shuddha Bhava means it's pure devotional service. Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti means that is what we heard last time, Bhakti Uttama. Anya Vilashita Shunyam. You have memorized that? Not yet. Simple. Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilinam Bhakti Uttama. Very simple sloka. So all the devotees, you know, it is key memory verse. It will be, you know, it's a part of your examination preparation. So you are required to learn that. This Anyadilashita Shunyam. So, because like we do not want pure bhakti, that's why we don't get pure bhakti. We want to be cheated, that's why we get cheated. That's the nature. Because you go to, sometimes we give this example that you go to some cheap people to get devotional service, they won't be able to, like you go to wrong place for a right thing. That's our fault. You go to some, you know, medical shop and you ask for some gold. So this is like, you know, you're going for the right thing but at a wrong place. And sometimes we don't know what is right. Both the things are possible. Right thing but the wrong place. But sometimes wrong thing to the right place. Like you go to Guru and Krishna but you ask wrong thing. You give me this material, that material, this material, that material, facilities, desires. That is the wrong thing to the right person. And we, you know, sometimes we are going and we are going to some yogi, bhogi, baba, demigods, etc. And we are asking for a right thing, which is gold or the, you know, the supreme love or the, you know, highest happiness. So that's why we want to be cheated. We want to be cheated, and that's why there are a lot of cheaters everywhere. So that's why we do not have pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is far beyond the shadow of devotional service. Shadow of devotional service is still, we may be considered under shadow of devotional service. We are not even touched the devotional service. Devotional service is so strong and is so nice that, you know, it directly connects the heart or the soul to the Supreme. you know. Like when we chant the holy name, so that time it is advisable that two things we require to do. One is that we have to connect ourselves to the Lord, to the holy name. We have to connect ourselves. No, there is one thing. And the second thing is that we have to pray in a prayer, you know, we have to pray for service. Like a Prabhupada used to call a child's cry for a mother. You know, Prabhupada used to say. So there's two things required. One, we require to connect ourselves with the sound vibration, this Maha Mantra. And the second thing is that we have to be very much prayerful to the Lord. You know, like, as if like, I used to say this thing many times, when, like, prayerful means in what way? Like, when you are in the greatest danger, that time, you know, you have no other interest than to find the rescue. You know, you don't think anything, and for all other things are given the, you know, second preference or the last preference. The first preference goes to your present sudden or the problem which on the face. You know, so that is what, like, for example, you know, that's what called emergency. You know, if a person is having some problem, immediately we have your tenants. You know, if somebody is having problem, immediately you will dial 108. You know, you will call ambulance, say, please, something wrong. You know, then that's called emergency. Then you don't have any other thing in your mind than to go for the rescue. Yeah. So that thing is our chanting. When you chant the holy name, you are completely, like, something wrong has happened, you know, to us. You know what is that wrong has happened? Actually, it is not something. That is the only thing. What is that? Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam. You know, vishamai bhavam adho. That is the biggest thing what we have faced. Patitam maam. You know, even though sometimes you may feel that, what is patitam maam? Like, for example, when you are, you will find yourself that when you were with some of the moments are still there in your memory, well, you would consider them, you know, the best performance from your side in your services to Guru and Krishna. Some memories would be there, or some time, place you remember where, you know, you were completely, you know, denounced or completely, you know, what do you call, attracted to Krishna and distracted towards Maya. There might be some, and that time you feel that, let it happen again. Let the same time comes again to me. Yeah. Let the same mood again comes to me. Let the same consciousness I can build again. And let that consciousness remain with me forever. Yeah. So that is called, you know, for example, like, this is like, we remember, this is our memory, and that actual memory is that we were earlier in association of the Lord. We were in association, and that association is lost. That relation is lost. That connection is lost with the Lord. And that connection we are trying to re-establish, and for that the medicine is given the holy name. And that's why we are chanting the holy name with, you know, full attention and full of affection. So this way we can get the pure devotional service, so you won't be cheated. That is what we are missing, that we are not after pure devotional service. We are under, you know, we are under shadow of devotional service. Sometimes not even shadow. Sometimes we are just pretending that we are devotee. Yeah. Like, When you come to Krishna consciousness, as I earlier told, what are the upashakhagan? There are a lot of many upashakhagan, you know, that I don't just prepare all. That we'll discuss later. What are upashakhagan? Kuti nati, labha, hinsa. What is that? Labha, hinsa, kuti nati? Let me check. You can remember this upashakhagan, so you can just try to avoid that labha, hinsa. Upashakhagan. I give you the sloka. Siddhacha kotinati jiva hinsana labha puja pratishthadi yata upasakhagana. This is Chaitanya Madhya 19.159. Madhya Lila 19.159. Siddhacha kotinati jiva hinsana labha puja pratishthadi yata upasakhagana. The translation is that some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. What are those? Diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. This will never help you. Upashakhagan. I remember one of the incidents happened. This is said by Bhurijan Prabhu. Bhurijan Prabhu and his wife, they newly came to India. So they went to Vrindavan, and then they were in India, but they got some tulsi plant to worship. They never knew what is tulsi plant. So they got tulsi plant to worship. Some or other they found some plant and they worshipped. But in a short time that tulsi plant, it died. Got completely dried up. So they were very much disturbed. What's this, now what to do? We can go for the new plant, something. So they asked some nearby or neighbors of that, see what's wrong with this plant, So yeah, he said that your plant is dried up, but see tulsi, next to the tulsi plant, there are some other plant is also there. Actually it's not other plants, tulsi only. The new tulsi, with the same, place. So you can start worshipping them. So for a few more, 15 days, spent, month or so, they kept on worshipping Namo Namah Tulsi Krishna Vrayasi, They kept on worshipping that, but actually it was not tulsi. It was some creeper, unwanted creeper. Then they came to know, it's not tulsi, or they were uselessly we are worshipping, Namo Namo Tulsi Krishna Vrayasi. So if you worship the creepers or upashakaran, then gradually your devotional service will go down and your upashakhagan will come up, and within a short time of within a short time you will see there would be a big fall down. You will fall down. You will not able to, the things which you used to do, that you will not be able to do in some time. So this is a big fall down. So if we are really interested for pure devotional service, so we require to become pure, to accept the pure things from the pure sources. And what is that? That we have to learn by nectar of devotion. If we learn nectar of devotion, then we can understand that what I require to be pure. There in Nectar of Devotion there are lot many things which are given for pure devotion. So it's like do's and don'ts. The Prabhupada used to say that this is our law book. And there are 64 things out of 5 which are most prominent. So there are all things that are described in Nectar of Devotion, what is to be done, what is not to be done. So, and earlier what we mentioned, Swarupa Lakshan, one is Swarupa Lakshan, that is the first thing. Swarupa Lakshan. And the second is, last time what we discussed, two things in the sloka. What is that? One is Swarupa Lakshan, and second is?
Likunadi.
Tatastha
Lakshan. Tatastha Lakshan, yes. One is Swarupa Lakshan and Tatastha Lakshan. So Swarupa Lakshan is Anukulyena Krishnanam Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. That is Swarupa Lakshan of the deep. So actually, first it will be described Swarupa Lakshan of pure devotional service. So in Swarupa Lakshan, first actually we are defining the object of pure devotional service. And that who is the object? Krishna is the object. That is what mentioned in even introduction. That Krishna is the object of pure devotion, not anybody else. No one else. Bhakti is only meant for Krishna. Only meant for Krishna. Not for demigods, no, not for anybody. It's, you know, that's why sometimes people in, you know, less intelligent or demigod worshippers, they sometimes call it that, give me bhakti. Or sometimes, you know, foolishly they call, you can do bhakti of anyone. Foolishly they say like that.
Hmm.
But it is called upasana. It is not bhakti. No. This devi upasana. It's not bhakti. Bhakti means three things. What is that? Prabhupada says, bhakti means
worshipper.
Bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan. These three things are there, none of it is bhakti. But if there is no, none of them is there, then there is no bhakti. So demigod worship is not considered to be bhakti. Even as for our Acharya, Vishnu forms, Ram, Nrsimha, etc. They are worshipped, but not, you know, in a proper, you know, clarity in the mind that Krishna is the source of everything. They can be worshipped, that can be bhakti, but should be clear in the mind that Krishna is the source of everything. If you have a misconception about that, still it is not clear. That means bhakti is only for Krishna. And the second thing about the same thing is, to consider the spiritual master more than Krishna or independent to Krishna. More than Krishna is accepted, but independent to Krishna is not accepted. You know. More than Krishna means, of course, Guru never says that I am more than Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But disciple may consider that devotees are better than Krishna. But Guru Parampara, Acharya, devotees, relation, our devotee relation, everything should be or must be best if there is Krishna between them. You cannot worship your Guru if Guru is not connected to Krishna. That would be another, that would be what call Vyakti Puja. That won't be Guru Puja. Guru means connected to Krishna, that's it. The same way, the relationship between the devotees, they can be part of Krishna consciousness, but provided there should be Krishna in the center. Otherwise, again, it is material relationship. It's not spiritual relationship. So, they are called Tadiya. Guru means Tadiya. It is accepted. Krishna is Lord, and Tadiya means whatever is related to Krishna. That is called Tadiya, especially devotees. His pastimes, his paraphernalia, all the other things can be discussed, can be thought, but the main point is it should be connected with the root. That is Krishna. So that means bhakti, sometimes it is said that devotional service in Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, it is spoken by God, Krishna himself, about himself. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is about Krishna and his devotees. It is not only Krishna and his devotees. So whatever is connected with Krishna is part of Krishna consciousness. So, Anushilanam means to grow, that's what we discussed last time also, cultivation. Anushilanam means certain activity which leads you to grow or to cultivate your devotional service. Never stand still. Pure bhakti, pure devotional service is never stand still. Pure devotional service means Anushilanam. Krishna Anushilanam. Krishna. Right now, our desires and our, you know, contamination is so strong that right now our lust anushilanam or anger anushilanam, you know, we are trying to cultivate lust more and more, we are trying to cultivate anger, we are growing in that direction. But when one decides that I want pure devotional service, then anukulena, accepting favorable things, and to cultivate Krishna Anushilana, to grow, to cultivate. So, in Anushilanam there are two parts. One is called positive and second is called negative. Or we can call it Pravritti and Nivritti. Or in other words, something to be done, something not to be done. So, in Pravritti, positive and negative, there are three subdivisions. Positive and negative is easy to understand. Like positive is to do something, to chant. To chant the holy name, to associate with the devotees, to read books, you know, and to worship the deities. That's all positive and negative. And negative thing is also part of devotional service, and that is what? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no, you know, fish, eggs, meat, even people, one can, you know, like this to be avoided. You know, like we have one example recently. I mean, I heard this example that the you know, potency of prasad. I heard one example this. There was sometime once a person, he took some prasad, he ate some prasad, some food, prasad offered. That doesn't mean the person is himself is offered. You know, like, he took some prasad, remnants. And then one tiger, he ate that person. Yeah, he ate him. So, and then tiger, he was killed by a hunter or some other. He was killed, and then he was drawn in the river. And in the river, some big fish. She ate the tiger. Yeah. And finally, the fish got liberated. Because, see, the fish, she ate the tiger, who ate the person, who ate the prasadam. So, you know, then fish got liberated by accepting the tiger. You know. So, of course, that doesn't mean that we can just take.
Oh, Indu Rekha Mata Ji ne bataya tha na, Fati Mata.
Kya bataya?
Fati Mata ka bataya tha na. So, waise.
So, that means person who is like a devotee is while taking prasad, that doesn't mean that they become prasad now. You know, so you cannot like do any nonsense with the devotees. They are not prasad. So, this is called negative thing. One is positive and the second is negative thing. One must know this. And in this, there are three more divisions. That is called Mansa, Vacha, Karma. Mind, words and deeds. They can be positive, they can be negative. They can be positive, they can be negative. Mansa, Vacha, Karma. So,
so these are divisions of the positive, no?
These are divisions of both. Positive has three mind, and the same way there are three positive and three negative. But in positive, that is another positive. That we will discuss. But three positive mind, one can give you are 5 years, whereas you are going to talk about six. So now, we'll rotate one. Let's start. Let's go for three positive. Mind.
To engage the mind, how to spread the message of the monks.
Yes.
It is like preaching, like how to organize everything.
Yeah.
Preparing lectures and how to deliver the lectures.
Yes. That is called positive mind. Then now, positive words. Try. Let him try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chanting.
Chanting. Singing, bhajan. You know, talking for Krishna. That is positive words. You know, now positive deeds.
Like
to serve physically.
Yeah.
You know, to massage the lotus feet of Guru, or to, you know,
clean
the temple,
cooking
for the deities, then you won't say?
Deity worship.
Deity worship. Okay. Now, negative mind. Negative mind in the sense that part of devotional service, what should not be thought negative?
Gossip
should be avoided. That is words. But we are talking about mind. You would say?
Focusing on material things.
Yeah, that should be avoided. I mean,
yes.
It is not to be done. It
not
is not to be done.
Negative, you said, no?
Yeah, negative. It is not to be done.
Not to find fault even with devotees, even mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness
should
not.
But it comes out in action of words later.
Yes. Mind, if you are thinking all the time that this man is like this, this man is like this, and sometimes you will speak that.
Yeah.
This man is like this. Yeah. And we should try to avoid mental offenses also.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you think that wrong about, like we have example of Rupa Goswami. He, you know, that was no offense at all. He was doing his own sadhana meditation. He was going, you know, like meditating on Krishna, and the other person he thought something else, and the offense created. I don't describe the whole story, but that offense created. So trying to avoid the mental offenses that we think for others, and mental offenses are much better than the offenses done by words. because that can be easily counteracted. But words are most dangerous.
But when we ponder it on it too much, then it comes out either in words or actions. So, but then we shouldn't focus too much on something.
Yeah, one should not focus on too much.
Sometimes it comes in the mind, because when we see something, obviously the thought is there, but we should not ponder too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's why once I remembered, Jayadev Swami said that try to use your tongue when it is required. That's it. Otherwise, even though something comes in mind, there are not something, there are many things comes in your mind. You know, that this, like this, maybe like this, or some, you know, mind is having the nature to, you know, assume something, that some, you start predicting that it will be like this, like that. It has a nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it should not come on the tongue. You know, that's why, because it's not like that to you, you share your mind with your best friend. No. You should be very much, you know, clear that, I mean, even you share, but you must say that this is what I am thinking, it may be wrong. Yeah. This is mind. Second is words. What is negative? Avoiding words.
Don't be so much about the devotees.
Yeah, talk about devotees, nonsense about devotees, to, you know, give criticism. Prabhupada said that criticism should be there, but it should be having with the affection. Criticism should not be there. Criticism means not that we don't criticize. Like, guru can criticize disciple. Is it possible?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Guru can criticize disciple. Because in his criticism, it is not envy.
Mm.
In his criticism. In his criticism, it is affection. So, in the same way, criticism should be done with the proper mood. Or affection. It should not be like, just because I am angry. My heart is not pure and I start, you know, he is not pure. That is criticism. If I am not proper and he is, you know, I want the other also, you know, expecting good from others. We used to say sometimes that we always wish that all my surrounding devotees should be all Mahabhagavatas. All of us, all of surrounding me. And all of them should be merciful to me, pay attention to me, keep me always happy, you know. That is what we are always hankering for. And that is what, then I will feel it is Vaikuntha. No. That day won't come. No. That day will come when you go to Vaikuntha. So, we should avoid that words. Words may, you know, include gossips, it can include you know, nonsense talking, or it can include singing filmy songs like that. Now second, third is positive, negative deeds.
Killing any animals.
Killing animals.
Playing, gambling.
Gambling, watching movies, going to cinema. Yeah. So that's a negative deed. Means what activities you are doing with your body and senses which are not, you know, favorable to Krishna consciousness, not anukulyena Krishna anusilanam, that all considered to be creepers, should be avoided. Anukulyena. We always learn this, no? Anukulya sankalpa. Accept what is favorable, reject what is unfavorable. You know. And this is very important. When if you remember, if you meditate on this, then it would be a, you know, drastic change in your life. If you just meditate on this, then accept what is favorable and reject what is not favorable. You know. You try to, every single proposal come to you from Maya or whatever, you first you see, pratikul, anukul. Pratikul, then reject. Anukul, accept. But when you see that it is pratikul, you should reject, but mind says no. Then you have to fight with your mind. That would be tapasya. That is tapasya. That is the only tapasya we have in Krishna consciousness, nothing else. Simple. So, in anukulyena, in positive, think for Krishna. for example. Thinking for Krishna is considered to be positive. But in that, there is positive and negative. Thinking for Krishna. For example, Hiranyakashipu. He was thinking of Krishna, that is positive activity. But the mood is negative. So in that also, it should be positive. It should not be positive with a negative mood. So first is not thinking of Krishna, that is negative. Then he comes to the standard that he starts thinking of Krishna, but then he thinks in the way of demon, that is negative. But that negative is better than the other one negative. Clear? How?
He's not envious of the Lord, at least like the
Gyanis
and the materialistic
people. No, I'm saying that the demons are better than those people who are not thinking of Krishna at all.
Krishna is ordinary man,
right? Huh?
Means that like anyone is thinking about his own sense, how to work more, how to achieve money. Means this is not better than thinking of Krishna, like Krishna is manly man, I have to fight. Like that.
So how it is better?
Means he is thinking somehow that his mind is engaged on Krishna.
But he is not engaging in a proper way.
Krishna himself will come and kill him.
He will be killed by Krishna. That is the point. So once in in 7th canto, some sloka is there where Narad Muni says that to think of Krishna even out of lust, to fulfill lusty desires, out of anger, to see him as envy, or with full of enviousness, or to consider him as enemy. Even though this all negative mood or prasikul bhav are there, still one is better situated better. How? The only thing is that he will get liberation. He is thinking non-stop Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time. So he will get liberation. Why? Because he will be awarded Sayujya Mukti, merging with the Lord. But we don't want that. We don't want that. That's why Prabhupada says in the commentary, it is not part of pure devotional service. So we reject it. We don't accept it. The same way, there are 5 relations possible with Lord, from Shant to Madhurya. But we don't accept Shant. We accept the first 4 only. Because it is Shant is not for the devotees. So we must know that we are only after pure devotional service. That's it. We want Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. That's it. So, you may get liberation in those negative thinking, but you will never achieve Vraja Bhakti. You will never achieve Vraja Bhakti. For Vraja Bhakti, you require pure devotional service only. Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dinam. That only. There is no other reason. Even Mishra Bhakti will not help you, Vraja Bhakti. Karma Mishrit Bhakti, Jnana Mishrit Bhakti will never help you for Vraja Bhakti. There are many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. You will find many other examples. There, everyone is not given the bhakti of Vraja. Even when Krishna was present physically here, everyone was not given Vraja bhakti. So what to say of ordinary people like us? To accept the audio for service or to get Vraja bhakti. So even people go to Vraja and come back, like Akrura. He went to goal of Vraj and came back, but he could not get Vraj Bhakti. So pure devotional service is only Vraj Bhakti is only possible by this pure devotional service explained in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. That's why we are called Rupanugas. We are supposed to be Rupanugas. Following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Always thinking, meditating upon the instruction and, you know, about the pastimes and, you know, of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. That is the devotee's mood should be. That's what Prabhupada used to do. Prabhupada himself said that I was just, you know, always looking at the Bhajan Kutir of Samadhi of Rupa Goswami from my window, small window, and I used to write. Because just by watching that I used to get inspiration to write. That is the real mood of devotee. So, now, I was thinking that we can start chapter 1, first paragraph, and we will try to cover the points whatever possible. We have some slides, but we may not be able to show all the slides, but we'll try. So, in first paragraph, somebody can read the first paragraph of chapter 1.
Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd Canto, 29th chapter, verse 12 and 13. Srila Kapil Dev, while instructing his mother, has given the following characteristics of pure devotional service. My dear mother, those who are my pure devotees and who have no desire for material benefit or philosophical speculation, have their minds so much engaged in my service that they are never interested in asking me for anything except to be engaged in that service. They do not even beg to live in my abode with me.
Check this, first of all.
Yeah.
See, this is called characteristic of pure. It is mentioned here that he is not interested in liberation. When you talk of liberation, that means all the other material gains and material happiness and everything is secondary. He is not at all interested to go for liberation. He is not even asking anything. He doesn't want even to go to abode of the Lord. Sometimes, you know, somebody asked me this question, that what should they all call? We should go to work, back to Godhead, or what this should be? I say simple goal. Your goal should be keep on serving. Don't try to go here and there, just keep on serving. No. Krishna has his own plan. Whenever he wants to take you, he will take. When he doesn't want to take you, you stay here. No. But you fail in your endeavors, that means you are lost. You must not fail in your endeavors. Yeah. Because pure devotional service is given here, but when you fail in pure devotional service, it's the opposite result. Yeah. I mean, I just shared one example here. That when you fail, what happens? We have an example, Bharat and all. But recently I got one example. That I am just sharing with you a small incident that took place 2 months back in Barsana. I think Barsana, yeah. Sachinandan Maharaj, he was there in Barsana and he was giving his retreat, Japa retreat. And it was very few. 20, 25, 30 around devotees were there, selected devotees, and every day they used to give, Maharaj used to give different lecture and, you know, katha and all regarding that. So there was one monkey. That monkey was sitting always next to Sachinandan Maharaj nearby one tree, on the tree. Whenever lecture starts, he will be there. And whenever Maharaj will try to see him, then monkey will pretend that I am not looking at you. he will just see here and there. And you know, the next after few days there was Diksha program also arranged there. initiation program. So in initiation there is a yajna, yajna kunda. In yajna kunda there are bananas, there are fruits, you know, decorating the yajna kunda. So in Vrindavan, to bring bananas and fruits in a public place, you know, in Vrindavan, it's a risk. And that is even you know, simple bananas are okay, but when it is used for yajna, then once it is touched by monkeys, means you cannot use. You have to make another thing. So there are at least around 40,000 monkeys in Vrindavan. So this monkey was a big monkey. He was good in size, big size. He was serving devotees by protecting the fruits of yajna from these other mafia monkeys.
Isn't it?
Yeah. He would not allow any monkey to come closer. Any monkey. Only he will sit, no one. All the monkeys will be out. Only he will stay. And he was like good enough, strong enough that he could fight with the other monkeys. So no monkeys would come there. So that, you know, monkey was there. He never created any problem with the devotees. No, he was just sitting on there, and he would be just around, somewhere around. So once upon a time, Sachinandan Maharaj, he was having a small kutia there to stay, and his washroom was little away. So he had to walk from his room to washroom. So once upon a time, when one of the day, he was just trying to get out of the room, he was going to his washroom to take a shower. Yeah. And while that, he was just moving, so he saw there was same monkey was laying there, laying down at the doorstep of Maharaj's room, next to the room, just sitting. So Maharaj didn't say anything, didn't, you know, like, we saw, but why should we disturb anything? So he went to take bath, and when he came back, that time again he was standing there, he was sitting there, and Maharaj, that this time Maharaj came to him nearby, and he looked at him. When he looked at him, that time that monkey also looked at Maharaj, and that was, you know, like sometimes it happens, you know, eye to eye contact. When you see a dog is there, when you see the dog looking at you, and you will feel that, oh, he wants some prasad or something, like, then he will give some chapati and he'll take this, you know. You feel something what he wants to say, you know, like some emotional feelings are there. So that monkey was looking at Maharaj, and that eye contact was sharp, and he was looking at Maharaj with full concentration, full attention, and in his eyes, Maharaj saw, you know, a lot of tears, you know, flowing from his eyes when he was looking at Maharaj. So Maharaj took him the way that he said that, Maharaj, do you know, I was one of like you earlier, but I did something wrong. So see my position, see my situation. That's why I try to be with the devotees, try to serve you all devotees. So Maharaj was having a lot of affection for it. And he thought that he immediately came and sat next to the monkey. He didn't do anything. He sat next to the monkey, and Maharaj started petting him. Maharaj said, don't worry, you are a renowned monkey. You are a purified monkey. Krishna is so kind to you that you remember everything about your past. So now you be with the devotee, associate with the devotee, take prasadam and make your life successful. Don't worry much. But the monkey was saying that, this is my mistake. I got opportunity to stay in Vrindavan, to serve the devotees, to grow in Krishna consciousness, to accept pure devotional service. But I did wrong, which is not supposed to be, that which is not part of bhakti. And that mistake, the time when I did this mistake, that time I took it lightly. But now I can understand what the gravity is, you know, what is offense, what the severity of the mistake I did. Yeah, so I'm more careful now. So this was one sharing, you know, Maharaj was sharing this thing. So this is like, you get the chance, but you miss the chance, you misuse that. Then you get, you feel like nowhere. So here it is, here what it is saying, that devotees are satisfied. Actually the main point here it is, in this paragraph is, that devotees are satisfied with whatever they are doing. Or to execute pure devotional service itself is so much satisfactory that you are always happy in that. You don't want any other thing. You understand what I mean to say? When you execute your devotional service, the activities which are, which what, you know, whatever you are doing right now, the activities, that activities are so much blissful that you don't want anything apart from that. That includes mukti also. That includes liberation also. Everything. You know. Devotional service is so strong. That by, actually, Prabhupada translated this word, bhakti means devotional service. So the service means activity. And what activity you are doing, that is called bhakti. You know, it all depends on your activity, simple. If you want to see that you are bhakta or you are doing bhakti, you have to just measure your activities, what I am doing. If your activities are Krishna conscious, you are bhakta, you are doing bhakti. If you are not, your activities are not Krishna conscious, you are not doing bhakti. Simple. This is not bhakti. So, devotional service means activity, and that activity is so much blissful. That's why it is called bhakti is blissful. Susukham kartum avyayam. Susukham. Susukham means is giving a lot of pleasure by executing it. Susukham. So, when you get susukham, that much happiness, that all this list here given, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested. Nadanam, nadanam, nasundarim, not interested. That is pure devotion. Bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. Ahaitukitvai, anyabhilashitashunyam. Ahaitukitvai. No other desire, anyabhilashita, anyabhilashita. That what we discussed last time. Anyabhilashita. Shita means all the other motives, all the other ulterior motives or desires, apart from Lord Yasa. So that is pure bhakti. Now, let us go with the different six characteristics which are mentioned in first. See, this first chapter and introduction is considered to be the first wave of eastern side. Yeah, that we discussed. This is the first wave. And after that, second wave, that starts from 12 to 16. I mean, second chapter to 16th chapter. That is second wave. That is called Bhav, what is that? It's Bhakti?
Sadhan
Bhakti. 17, 18 is called Bhav Bhakti. And 19th is Prema Bhakti. This is introduction, and chapter 1 is Samanya Bhakti. So this is given here, division. Here introduction, preface, introduction and first chapter we include in Samanya Bhakti. From 2nd up to 7th up to 16 is Sadhan Bhakti, then Bhav Bhakti and then Prem Bhakti. So this will be our 19 chapters. First wave, second wave, third wave, fourth wave. Four waves. First wave, that is eastern side, first wave. That is Samanya Bhakti. Introduction to? introduction and chapter 1. Two things.
Chapter 2 to
16. Chapter 2 to 16 is called Sadhan Bhakti. 17 to 18, yeah. More better, clear is given. Samanya Bhakti, overview of devotional service. That is chapter 1 and introduction. That is overview of devotional service. Then second way is Sadhan Bhakti. That is devotional service or bhakti in practice. Sadhan Bhakti. So in that, you know, practice means both the things. Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. So chapter 2 to chapter 14 is Vaidhi Bhakti. And chapter 15-16 is Raganuga Bhakti. So you got in second wave, there are two parts. You got it? Southern, second wave, that is Southern Bhakti, or devotional service in practice, it has two parts. 2 to 14 and 15 and 6, 2 to 14 and second part is 15-16. The first part is Vaidhi Bhakti and second part is Raganuga Bhakti.
Raganuga
or spontaneous practice. There is Raganuga Bhakti. Then third wave is Bhava Bhakti, means Bhakti in ecstasy. It includes 17 and 18. And the fourth wave is Bhakti in pure love of God, I mean pure love of Godhead, that is Prema Bhakti. That is only last chapter, 19th. Four waves, eastern side. So we are going to take only eastern side, these four waves in our course.
Actually, we focus only on sadhana bhakti.
Yeah, we only focus on sadhana bhakti. But because we know the science of bhakti, we should learn that so we can create our own goal. That I want this to be achieved. I want to come to this platform, you know. One must know what should be our goal, what should be our ideal. Sadhan Bhakti is meant to get the stage of Sadhana Bhakti. So spontaneous devotional service is possible only by practice of Sadhan Bhakti. Right now we are only focusing on doing that, but that doesn't mean that we don't go the other part, because ultimately we are going for that. That is our objective. We want to achieve the pure devotional service or our that Krishna Prema. Prema Bhakti. So that our goal is Prema Bhakti. But right now we are not qualified, that's why we are doing Sadhana Bhakti. So we are just covering these four waves of one side in this module. That will be much easier for all of you. So it's full of past tense and full of, you know, sweetness. After that there are other bhav, different modes, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, vyabhichari bhav, sthayi bhav. All this bhav will come in second side, eastern, and then it is called southern portion. So
second part also four parts.
In second there are many.
Second part
we are not in our course. Six five waves. Same way, like in the first, in the third part 5 waves, and fourth part 9 waves. 4, 5, 5, 9 is 23 waves in the whole 4 different sides. So one should try to learn that. For our course is this much, one side, extra side. So now, let us go with the characteristic of pure devotional service explained by Rupa Goswami. That what we have kept on the screen. Kleshagni, relief from material distress. Shubhada, attainment of auspiciousness. Moksha Laguta Krit, pure devotional service desires even the happiness of liberation. For Sudurlabha, rarely achieved. Sandharananda Visheshatma, automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. Sri Krishna Akarshini, it is the only means to attract Krishna. Now you will find that this order.
No, the Sanskrit word,
no? No, you don't need to learn that. This much you can just go through because it is not part of this word you can learn the Kleshagni, Shubhada, this not the sloka. That is the sloka Rupa Goswami has given. But we don't need to go for sloka, you just read this.
No, these words are not in the book, that's why I'm asking.
That's not in the book. No,
it is not in the English.
It's in English, eh?
Only English.
English, yeah. That's not other name. It's okay. So, but here, Kleshagni, Shubhada, so actually these six characteristics you will not find in the same order which is mentioned in the book. Nectar of Devotion.
The
order won't be the same.
Words are different.
Words would be different, but even order are also different. You see the book. Six order 1, 2, 3, 4 is on a different order.
Yeah, relief from material distress, then
1, 2, 3 are same.
Liberation, they have written 5. 5 is 3
over there.
Yeah.
3 is 5.
Yeah.
3 and 5 are
3. Yeah. So rest are okay. Rest are same.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is mentioned this way because now in further discussion we will come to know that why it is on this order. Because these 6 are in 3 different bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, that is second wave, which are the first two, yes, Kleshagni and Shubhada are sadhana bhakti. Then third and fourth.
So, means of this book.
Third
of
is which one?
Yeah, you just see that only.
Okay, this one.
Yeah. First two is sadhan bhakti. Note, if you are noting down, just mention this way, this point, and then you match because you don't get confused in the book.
No, I change the point. Only 3, 5 and 5, 3.
Yeah. So it will be easy. So first two are sadhana bhakti, that is second wave of this book after this second wave, and then third and fourth is considered to be bhava bhakti. Like in sadhana bhakti, relief from material distress, where you are automatically out of material distress, karma reactions and all. And Subhada means all auspiciousness starts, attainment of auspiciousness. So these are all part of Sadhan Bhakti. It comes in the Sadhan Bhakti platform. Then the Moksha Lakuta Fitness is beyond the knowledge. I mean, he is far more on the platform that he is not even hankering, he is, you know, like not even desire for liberation. Moksha Lakuta Fitness. He considers moksha, the liberation, even inferior, insignificant. And Sudurlabha means it is rarely achieved. So that is Bhava Bhakti, it is rarely achieved. So after coming, because Bhava Bhakti also includes the other two parts, the earlier. Like this gradual progress. It is not once two things are there, then the, you know, when you come to the third point means that the other two are not there. You getting that?
So in
Bhava
Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti is also included.
Yes, in Bhava Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti is included. Or in the third, the earlier two are also included. Like that. It is rarely achieved. Four. And the last two are Prema Bhakti. It automatically puts in the transcendental place that comes only in Prema Bhakti. And Sri Krishna Akarshini, that is also comes only in Prema Bhakti. So the last two comes in Prema Bhakti. So, Sadhan Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prem Bhakti, these are the six characteristics of pure devotional service. So now we can just start with one point only. This today maybe we will be able to get
it.
Huh? We can keep it next time because it's a full chapter. Now all these six characteristics we require to learn one by one. Kleshagni, Shubhada, Moksha, all we will discuss one by one. Yeah, Kleshagni is very much strong. Because Kleshagni is little longer, because it is showing the whole, you know, the idea about how the karma and karma reaction cycle works. So next time we will be discussing how the cycle is working, karma and karma reaction. So when you understand the cycle, then means you will be able to come out of it. The pure devotional service is so strong that it can easily eradicate all this in karma and nirdhati into the bhakti bhajan. Just by doing pure devotional service, all the karmani, all the reaction of karma will be nullified. That is called, you know, purification. Tolerance and purification. Like for example, if you go on a street, if somebody flat you, what devotee should consider? Of course, this example, but somebody is giving you pain, for example. So what do you think? Oh, in last one of my last births somewhere, I did something wrong with this person. So thank you, Krishna. You balanced it. Now I won't be having any other reaction left. And like it is a, you know, when you stop the electricity supply, so the fan is working, you know, fast. So that means electricity supply is off. Our duty right now to stop the supply. Means we won't do any karma, opposite karma. But the reaction is still there, because somebody will slap you. And you say, wow. And you know, then possibility that you are at all, there's a second option is that, hey man, come here. Then you give it. That is another karma. Right? Even in divorce, devotees also will feel that. Sometimes one devotee pains the other devotee. Then the other devotee tries to react. And he does something wrong. Then the cycle starts. Yeah. It is always better that you, the very first moment you tolerate, then the cycle will not start. Yeah. That is very well. Stop it. So, That is called tolerance and purification, because you are purifying yourself. You are just facing the earlier results. That is Satyanukampa Sikshamakshama. The next time we will continue about the Prasarini, etc. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Prasarini is not part of moksha.
It's not part of. Means?
Normally, liberation means. Is it, sometimes liberation means this material pain goes. That also considered part of liberation.
No, but here it is not. He considered liberation insignificant. And on the Kleshagna means he is out of all the reaction of karma. After Kleshagna, he is out of all reaction. He comes to the platform that even considers liberation is insignificant. You got it? Any more question? Next time we'll discuss more. Give me the remote. Because I have